Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 25 regarding Mia, M-I-A, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Mia Coleman is a 26-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4-1-21, impaired while trying to maneuver a heavy, long box out of the truck. She flexed her back. The box flexed her back towards her. But as a result, she believes she injured her back, neck, and hands, and went to the emergency room on 4-2-21. Paired, she presented there again on 4-8-21. Paired with this and further evaluation, she understands the final diagnosis to be a cervical strain. Paired, she did not undergo any surgery and completed physical therapy on 2-24-22. Paired, new paragraph. As per her claim petition, she alleges lifting a package out of a truck on 4-1-21, resulting in permanent injuries to her back and neck. Period. As per a first report of injury dated 7-9-21, she sustained a strain to her lower back area on 4-1-21. Paired treatment records show Ms. Coleman was seen at the virtual emergency room on 4-2-21 when she underwent x-rays of the thoracic spine that were normal. Paired cervical spine x-rays the same day were read as normal. Paired. She was seen in the emergency room on 4-8-21 again by Dr. Melnick, M-E-L-N-I-C-K, due to neck pain. Paired about 1 week ago, she was working, moving a box, and miscalculated how heavy it was. Paired this threw her body back. Paired she noted the acute onset of pain in her neck. Paired she came here today and had x-rayed the neck that was negative. Paired she then noticed some worsening, tingling down her arms with some subjective weakness as well. Paired history was remarkable for anxiety, comma, brain concussion in October 2018, comma, dizziness, comma, and GERD, period. She was examined and underwent an MRI of the cervical spine on 4-8-21 to be inserted here, period. She was then treated and released on medications. Period. Upon exam, she was tendered to the right paracervical musculature and had slightly decreased strength in the upper extremities bilaterally. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of radiculopathy of an unspecified spinal region. Period. He explained the MRI was within normal limits. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Coleman was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Molter on 8-6-21, period. He noted her course of, he noted her mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date, period. She had started for working for the insured in August, period. He did not identify any neurologic deficits, period. There were cervical spasms bilaterally, but cervical range of motion was normal. Period, he diagnosed cervicalgia and radiculopathy. Period, he recommended a course of physical therapy. Period, she followed up with Dr. Molter on 111-22, period. She had not done therapy recently, but did have about six sessions. Period, she is not taking medications for this right now, except for over-the-counter medications, period. He then recommended electrodiagnostic testing of both upper extremities, period. New paragraph in EMG was done on 131-22 by Dr. Nod to be inserted here. Period Overall, this was a normal study. Baird, she was also seen by Dr. Bozic, B-O-Z-I-C, on 225-22. Period. She had not been able to return to work. Period. His assessment was a neck muscle strain. Period. She does not have significant findings on imaging studies or electrodiagnostic studies consistent with cervical radiculopathy. Period. They do not explain her ongoing symptoms. Period. He did not feel that she required ongoing treatment and believed she would be able to return to work, but would avoid the heaviest lifting. Period. She does not have any restrictions on driving. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed port wine. Burst marks on the right forearm in particular. Period. There were healed round scars on both arms and legs, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows. She had an equivocally positive Tinel's maneuver at the left wrist for numbness in the ring finger. That is non-physiologic. Period. The rest of this section is normal. Extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 4-1-21. Mia Coleman was maneuvering a box and experienced pain in her spine. Period. The next day, she went to the emergency room where thoracic and cervical spine x-rays were negative. Period. They started her on appropriate conservative care. Period. She returned to the ER on 4-8-21, reporting worsening of her symptoms. Period. She then had a cervical spine MRI that was unrevealing. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Coleman then was seen by Dr. Molter on 8-6-21 with no explanation as why there was such a long gap in treatment. Period. He recommended another course of physical therapy. Period. He followed her progress through 1-11-22. Period. She had an EMG on 1-31-22 that was negative for cervical radiculopathy or other compression neuropathies. Period. She also saw Dr. Bozic on 2-25-22, who opined she did not require any further treatment or testing. Period. He also felt she was able to return to work. Period. Insert the usual. The current examination found her to have an essentially normal exam from an orthopedic perspective. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines, as well as, scratch that, spines, period. She should be fully functional at this juncture. More than a year after this relatively minor event occurred, period, end.